Welcome to Back on the Broomstick,
a modern witch's spoken word grimoire,
where two witchy friends from way back are reconnecting to their pagan roots after a long period of mundanity.
We're rewalking the path of the wise and trying out all the latest spells, rituals, and magical theory in today's witchcraft and pagan practices.
So grab your wand and your incense,
your cauldron and your crystals,
and join us
as we get
back on the broomstick.
Hi, and welcome to Back on the Broomstick. On this Wheel of the Year episode, we'll be talking about the spring equinox, also called Ostara. Or if you're one of our many New Zealand or Australian or South of the Equinox listeners, happy Mabin or Fall Equinox.
South of the Equator.
I said Equator.
You said Equinox.
Equinox.
You said South of the Equator.
Or if you're one of our many friends South of the Equator, happy Fall Equinox, sometimes called Mabin. In this episode, we'll be talking about spells and rituals that you can do. Completely knowing which side of the equator I'm on, I'm Layla.
And creeping up to the next notch on the wheel, I'm Shell. And today, you know, this is it. This is what we've been waiting for. Daylight savings time, because that's longer days. The temperature's rising, because Lord knows if I am going to be cold for any much longer, I will just shrivel up. And new beginnings. Here we are. Ostara.
I am ready for some new beginnings, to be honest. I don't think I gave this holiday enough attention back in the day.
Enough? We gave it no attention. Let's be real.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this was probably the lowest attended ritual at our local pagan group. As many of you know, Shell and I originally started out in a pagan group in New York State that was comprised of family groups, covens, solitaires, people from all sorts of different traditions who would get together at the eight holidays. Some of them were indoors at a local Unitarian Universalist church. And Ostara was the very last indoor ritual before one of the biggest and most attended rituals, Beltane, which was the first outdoor ritual.
This was always like the forgotten one because right now, you know, like the birds are chirping and there's no snow and flowers and buds are creeping up. I'm getting ready for camping and Beltane. And for me personally, I'll be honest, the last thing I want to do when spring is springing is to do an indoor ritual. There I said it. There I said it.
We are so ready to be outside, but it's very muddy, very mud-luscious outside. And so it's snowy or cold.
Mud-luscious? Is that even a word?
Well, according to E.E. Cummings, it is one of my favorite poets. Yeah, It's Spring is one of his poems, and he coined the word mud-luscious, and it works for spring. But yeah, nobody wants to do indoor rituals, and we're all kind of chomping at the bit. Everybody's ready to burst out of the ground. We're tired of the shadow work of being within, of being underground. We are ready to be outside and in the sunshine and, you know, spread our wings.
You know, actually, out of all of the rituals we've hosted throughout our decades together, this is the least one we've ever done.
Yeah, I don't think we've done it very often. And the few times we have, it was not well attended. I can think of once doing it with our coven, where we did a dawn ritual at our friend's house out on the hill.
Which I really didn't want to attend because, you know, me and Dawn, we're not friendly.
I was not friendly. Now I can do a dawn ritual. I used to love sleep. But anyway, so dawn rituals are popular because of the association with new beginnings and the East, and Ostara being a goddess of the East and the sunrise. So dawn rituals are a big part of Ostara and spring equinox.
Also being, it's like the third new year.
Yeah, right?
Does new year ever end? So it's also the beginning of the astrological new year. I didn't realize that for a long time. Who knew?
Yeah, Aries, the first sign in astrology starts then. And also, we mentioned a little bit in our Leap Day episode, we talked a little bit about how at one time, there were no months for January and February between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. It was basically the lost time. At one point in time, literally did begin the calendar time. This was when months started the spring equinox.
You know, how many times have we restart our damn calendar? Could we just restart it again if that's what we're doing here?
You know, everybody kind of has holidays around this, no matter where you're at. It might not be on the same date, But when spring starts, when that spring equinox happens, everybody, cultures all around the world, have celebrations of the sunlight, of color, of fertility, of eggs. I mean, eggs are everywhere.
Rebirth,
yep. Renewal,
purification, all of it.
It's just such a vital time in the world. You know, we talked about Hecate with Persephone and Demeter, the fact that in the winter solstice, Persephone has been stolen to the underworld by Hades, and Demeter is sad and goes into mourning, and the earth goes cold and unfertile. And then in the spring, Persephone comes back. Now, according to some legends, she doesn't come back on Imbolc. That's when her mother knows she's coming back. So that's when the earth just barely starts to wake up, because Demeter is coming out of her depression. And it's sometime between Imbolc and the spring equinox when Persephone goes through that maze and comes out of the tunnel of the underworld with Hecate at her side, you know, and then reemerges. So she's come out, the earth is bursting with energy. We're ready to step out into the sunlight. You know, all these different traditions of growth and renewal.
You know, I just had a little bit of an ironic thought here.
What's that?
You know how my mind takes these left turns. I find it interesting that we do mass celebrate kind of that period when Persephone goes into the dark, but we don't mass celebrate that period when Persephone comes out of the dark, as far as, you know, least attended rituals and things like that.
You know, I don't know. I think it's because we're just so ready to be out of that underworld. We're so ready to be out of the dark that, you know, who's got time to go inside to the UU church and do a ritual?
Right.
I don't know.
It goes against the whole theme of the holiday, emerging out from the,
Some of the things that you can do for this time of year to celebrate that are get outside, put your feet in the dirt. You can go out and literally ground, or what some people call earthing, just by touch grass, touch the dirt, touch the ground with your bare feet, preferably.
Depending on where you are in the world, this is also a time where you can start like literally planting your seeds. You may, depending on where you are, have to start your little seedlings inside where it's still a little warm. But yeah, you know, it's time to put seed to dirt.
And you can do so many different spells and rituals with that. You know, just hold the seeds and put your intent into them as you sow them into the dirt. You can purify the dirt, the containers, the tools that you're using. Ancient cultures, a lot of times for the spring equinox, even if they didn't do a ritual necessarily, were blessing their tools, were blessing their fields, and were blessing the seeds. So that's something that you can do as well to be connected to that growth.
We have to talk about the eggs for a minute.
Oh my gosh, eggs are everywhere. So many cultures. Eggs are such a symbol of fertility and renewal and rebirth.
I love coloring eggs.
Oh yeah, eggs, me too.
There's just something about it. I even like the ceramic eggs that are painted little Easter colors.
I just recently had a score at a thrift store, and I got a whole jar full of stone eggs, different jasper and malachite and a couple different kinds of polished stone eggs that I'm loving.
Now, are you going to do anything with those for Ostara?
They'll be out on my altar as part of, you know, because they're stone and they're eggs, it'll be a representation of grounding, centering, as well as rebirth and renewal.
You know, funny you mention that, because I was thinking of an Ostara ritual that was all kind of about not just like traditional grounding and centering, but kind of like grounding out winter. Like literally grounding out the vibe that has been from Samhain till now. Wash it away, you know, start over. Not a necessary do-over, but just kind of rid yourself of all that muck and mire, kind of plant it right down in the earth and leave it there and kind of walk away.
I really like being able to walk barefoot this time of year. If I can pick a time when it's not too cold to go out and do that, better yet. You know, like we talked about not wanting to do ritual indoors. If you're lucky enough to be able to go outside, have a bonfire, and to just dance around that, or even just go stand on that little patch of dirt next to your front steps and just pound your feet on the dirt a little bit to wake up the earth. I don't remember what book it was, but I know Edaine McCoy.
Uh-huh.
She had a book, and in it she had like an earth awakening. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was like reawaken the earth ritual. And she talked about taking your staff, you know, if you have a wooden staff or some type of staff, taking that outside while you're barefoot and pounding the bottom of that on the ground, you know, 9 times, and then, you know, saying something to the effect of, you know, waking up the earth and to wake up your life and to wake up the energies of change and renewal.
What is that, like knocking on the door of earth?
Yeah, pretty much. Waking her up, be like, knock, 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 you know, and she'll be like, Gaia's not here. But, but yeah, literally knocking on the earth, pounding on the earth to awaken that earth.
I would be remiss if I didn't touch on spring cleaning, because, you know, as much as that is a sounds like such a 1950s housewife thing, there's a method to the madness. I do this myself. This is like gut it all out and start fresh in my space wise, in my altar wise. You know how I like to collect random shit for my altar? You know, like I got freaking pine cones on here. You know, I got like leaves and I got all kinds of shit in here. This is kind of the time where I get rid of all of that. You know, we all collect random goods, outdoor goods. I kind of get rid of all of the natural stuff off my altar, dispose of it, and kind of start new, because I know damn well the first leaf that falls in the fall, I'm going to be picking that thing up, putting it on my altar. I'm going to be grabbing that pine cone I find out in the yard, you know, so I kind of get rid of all of the natural items on my altar and knowing I'm replenishing that as I go again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many freaking pine cones can any one witch have? I'm just saying.
Well, you're certainly stretching the boundaries of that along with your tarot collection.
No. We're not talking about tarot decks here. That is a total separate conversation. I was speaking of natural from the ground or outdoors things.
Yeah. So now is an excellent time, not just to clean your house. Spring cleaning is a thing for a reason, but it's also a good time to cleanse your altar and refresh your altar.
Yeah.
Make it a little lighter, make it a little cleaner. I like to buy a new broom this time of year, just a little bit of broom magic for you. But if you buy a new broom for the spring equinox, make sure before you bring a new broom into your home that you sweep something into your house, like, oh, maybe a little bit of cinnamon. So you sweep good things into your house before you ever use it to sweep things out, because that will help keep the good luck in. But buy yourself a new broom and use it for magical cleaning. So it can be just like a dollar store broom. It doesn't have to be one of our lovely, gorgeous base ohms from Three Moon Brooms, but it can be a broom that you get that you use for magical cleaning. So take that magical broom around your house and clean all the cobwebs out of the house just to kind of refresh it. Let that breath of fresh spring air in. You can make up a chant and say while you do it.
And, you know, you can actually get a magical dustpan with your broom.
There you go. But, you know, get one with natural bristles. You can find those sometimes. It doesn't have to be an expensive broom, but don't use it for your regular everyday cleaning. Kind of keep it for when you want to do magical cleaning. And I did write a little poem. I have this little poem I pulled up from a Bustara pass. So you can sweep the cobwebs out or clean your altar and say, as Ostara dawns in spring's embrace, abundance blooms in this sacred space. With the light of spring's first kiss, I call in, here's your fill in the blank, family, love, abundance, prosperity, whatever you want. So I call in, put in one word here, like love, balance, and bliss. Say that as you're clearing out your cobwebs and you can bring in all that good energy.
I love it. You always came up with some crafty little
crafty thing. Yeah, honestly, just make it simple. Make a little spell. Make it 3 words that you say over and over again that you want to draw into your house as you're clearing out the old. Whatever that breath of new is that you want to bring in, just chant that over and over again. You don't have to make it difficult.
Blue water west.
There you go. That's a reference blast from the past.
Right.
Oh, and back to the eggs thing. There's so many different rituals that people do with eggs. You know, there's the Ostara turned the bird into a bunny that still laid magical eggs. But there's cultures all over the world that use eggs to symbolize luck, fertility. They're given to people at weddings. They're given to people at birthdays. They're given at holidays. And they're colored for protection. And again, for luck, for fertility, for prosperity, everywhere. Everybody's got a tradition.
Eggs are definitely a thing. Egg coloring has always been my favorite thing, even as a kid, with my kids. I just love a nice colored egg. I don't know.
Me
There's something
too.
about it. I think it just, maybe it just brings back fond memories. I don't know, but I love a good colored egg.
To use it in your ritual or spell work, you can use natural ingredients. There's lists out there everywhere, you know, turmeric for yellow, red cabbage for blue, coffee for tan, but there's other things that you can do with them as well. Shell, I believe in one of our older Ostara episodes, talks about taking a white crayon and drawing on your egg. You can draw a sigil, you can write out a spell, you could write out a spell word in white crayon, and then when you put it into your coloring, that part doesn't get colored, so it appears.
You can even do runes, you can do sigils, whatever the hell you want. You just all it takes is a white crayon and a dream.
And if you want to use crayons to draw in color on your egg, a good tip is to do it in ritual space, have a candle, heat up the crayon just a little bit with your candle, and that will allow more wax and color to transfer onto the egg. I also recently learned of a type of divination that was done in some Norse cultures
With eggs?
with eggs. Yeah, so this might be a good time to do an egg cleansing, which I know a lot of South American and other cultures do to cleanse your body. You can do egg cleansings. We've talked about that before. And you do a divination with that very often after you do the egg cleansing. But this Nordic type of divination, or oomancy, it's another word for egg divination. Basically, you take an egg, and you know how you can open an egg up, you know, put a little hole on one end and a slightly bigger hole on the other, and then you blow it out. Right, the easy part.
The easy part.
Take a bowl of water, okay? Hold the egg, maybe write on it with the white crayon, give it the intention of telling your future. Put a small hole in one end, a big hole in the other, and blow the egg whites into the bowl of water. And just leave the egg yolk in the eggshell. So you just want the egg whites in the bowl. Then you let it sit for 24 hours, and you come back and you look at it. And basically, I believe it's like tea leaves. I looked for a little while and I couldn't find any particular divination encyclopedia, like divination list of symbols, but I'm imagining it's much like dream interpretation or tea leaf reading, where there's some universal type signs, but most of them are
I was
personal.
going to say, I would think it'd be more intuition based, you know, especially with tea leaf. Like, I might see something one way and you might see it a totally different way.
Right.
I might interpret it one way and you another. You can even
Much
do
like
that with
bone
spirit.
throwing. Yeah.
So I think that maybe your best bet is your personal intuition.
Yes. So I would look at some tea leaf, some dream symbolism meanings, because some of them are archetypal. They are relatively universal. So that'll give you a place to start. But most symbol interpretation, like Shell said, is going to be highly, highly personal to the reader and to the person being read. So going with your gut instinct and how you interpret those shapes is going to give you a much better reading than trying to look at a list of symbols online and interpret it that way. But yeah, so that's a type of egg divination that you can do on
There's a
Ostara.
divination for everything.
Yeah.
We're still going to recommend
We're
tarot.
still going to tell you to do the tarot. But yeah, some rituals to do right now. Dedications are fantastic. It is the astrological new year. Everybody feels new and fresh and ready to start over. So dedicating yourself anew to your path, to a deity, to a cause, rededicating yourself to something, or doing a ritual to rebirth yourself or to start over again after ending a job, ending a relationship, after trauma, after growth, you know, becoming new, you could do that rebirthing ritual to celebrate that spring within yourself. Start from the balance of the spring equinox and go forward and grow.
Now, you just touched on a word that I definitely want to make sure that we don't forget. Talk to me about what you have tried to balance on the equinox, because I've tried everything. I've tried to balance an egg. I've tried to balance a broom. I've gotten the broom to work before. I've never gotten an egg to balance. Tell me your experience with balancing shit on the equinox.
I've never done that.
Are you kidding me?
No. I mean, I've balanced a broom before, but I don't think it was on the equinox. I do know that the exact time of the equinox, which is the time that the sun crosses the equator perfectly, which makes the day and night exactly equal,
That's what I need to know.
that time is Tuesday, March 19th at 11:06 p.m. Eastern Time.
So, at that very moment, you should be able Anything. This should work with anything. Get a penny going sideways, an egg, a broom, whatever the hell you got. At the exact moment of the equinox, it should balance even on its own without you holding it.
This sounds like,
Shit you not.
I don't know.
Shit you not. Google it. I shit you not.
I'm Googling this. This sounds like an old wives' tale. I mean, I usually like old wives' tales, but this doesn't sound real.
Although I've only ever done it on the equinox, so maybe I can just do it and that's when it happens with the broom.
I'll try it. I'll definitely try the broom. I'm going to do it. I'm going to see if I can balance a broom on the equinox. 11:06 p.m., Tuesday, March 19th. Be there or be square. So see what you can balance on that. But balancing yourself, the equinox is about balance. It's about after this day, the light is growing. It's coming out from the dark time. So just use those themes in your rituals and in your spell work, and it's going to give it that much more power and effectiveness.
I just want to let you know that I found out that there's actually events all across the world that are egg balancing vents held on the equinox.
What? Egg balancing events? I've heard of egg drop events.
Well, egg balancing events.
I gotta look this up. Balance eggs on the equinox. What the heck is this? It's become, oh, an American urban legend. Can you balance? What the hell?
I told you.
Can you really balance an egg during the vernal equinox? All right, let's see. So this is according to ABC. Vernal equinox is the term that describes the switch from astronomical winter to astronomical spring. It occurs when the sun is directly above the Earth's equator during its orbit, which this year, as I said, is going to be March 19th at 11:06 p.m. So the legend says that you can balance it. Okay. This says, despite the fact that there's nothing special about egg balancing on the first day of spring, you can still do it. That's because you can do it any day of the year. Some people prefer to balance an egg on the first day of spring because it symbolizes ringing in the season with a metaphorical sense of balance. That is according to WABC TV.
Like I said, I had only tried it on the equinox, so there was.
Yeah. So there, that's a ritual in and of itself that everybody was doing. That's a spell that everyone participated in, balancing an egg to symbolize that balance.
I say do it, just do it.
Just do it. That's fun, though. That sounds like a fun thing to do.
Well, it's
I'll
the
try
egg
it.
time. I guess maybe that's why I thought it was only at the equinox. I don't know.
Apparently, it's an American urban legend that I unfortunately was not part of, so I don't know. But that sounds like a fun thing to do. This is also the year of the dragon,
The
right?
wooden dragon.
The green wooden dragon. This is perfect time of year for that dragon energy.
Oh, yeah.
The dragon of the earth is awakening. You know, all of this energy is coiled and ready to go. Spring is potential energy. It's that energy that's within a seed, coiled up, powerful, but in kind of like a still waiting period. And it's just starting to come out. So that's this dragon energy, this green dragon energy.
Like
It's
that
coiled.
dragon, this is how I envision it, me and my Celtic mind work. The dragon is in the cave, starting to muster up from its sleep.
Yeah, you're starting to see the smoke come out and hear stirrings inside. And
Yep,
that's where we're
yep.
at. You know, we're waking up. We are ready to be outdoors. We don't want to be inside in the church. We want to be outside in our bare feet, dancing around a bonfire with the drums pounding all around us.
I feel sad a little bit for our south of the equator friends, because it is the opposite for you folks. Things are winding down, things are scaling back, and you're getting ready to enter the dark time. And man, I don't envy you.
I do love fall, though.
I do. And it is a beautiful time of year, but it is for part of our listeners, they are definitely going into that period of within. Whereas here in the northern hemisphere, we're going into that period of without. So I just wanted to acknowledge that we do have some listeners that are going into that dark period right now.
I really love that this day, this one day, for at least just that minute, it's equal. Day and night is balanced. We're all on the cusp of the next stage. Ours is awakening and theirs is going within.
Right.
You know, that's really cool. That's kind of a neat way, the yin and yang of it. You know, the opposites and yet still the same. I really like that.
Oh, that is a nifty way to think of it. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, just for at least that fleeting moment, we're all the same. We're all exactly balanced just for that little
In the
bit.
same point,
Yeah.
we're all at the same point.
So definitely, if you're up at the dawn, like I am lately, unfortunately, go out and greet the dawn. If you are, a wake and bake kind of soul, a weed witch like myself, roll up a little bit of herbs with your cannabis to greet the dawn. Go out and offer a puff to the winter and say goodbye, and offer a puff to the spring and be ready to wake up. Greet the dawn. Turn to the east and take big deep breaths and stretch. Be in your body. Maybe touch a bare toe to the cold ground. There
Or if you're like me, wake up and greet the afternoon.
you go. Wake up and yeah, make it be. You can do this at sunset too, but there's something to be said about the dawn, but it can be at any time of day. Just go outside, face east, and say goodbye to those things that don't serve you any longer. Say goodbye to that within, that shadow time, that darker self, and be ready to be a little more outgoing, a little more open. So just turn your face to the east, to the sun, and say hello and be ready for brighter days.
Here in North America, we have that whole crazy thing that we call time change. That period that we just went through of time moving forward an hour, that hour, first of all, for me personally, makes all the difference in the world. I'm not gonna lie. But it kind of, I don't know, makes your innards feel like it's spring. We're there. The light is here. The light is coming. The light is lasting. That's the important part. The light is lasting.
I know these weren't necessarily big, huge rituals or spell times for, the ancient pagan ancestors, but for me, I freaking love the equinoxes because you really can feel that change. Like you said, we just had the spring forward of time change. The days are longer. The sun is out more. There's shoots. There's such a palpable, visible change in everything, that it's so much easier to feel that magic, especially when you're outside. You don't want to be cooped up anymore. You want your windows open, even though it's 45 degrees outside, but the
Crank
sun
the
is
heat and
shining.
open the
That's
windows.
right. Sun is shining. The birds are chirping. You can't stand being closed up any longer. Persephone couldn't stand being in the underworld any longer. She needed to come up and burst free. It's time to be open and embrace the changes and embrace the light.
And, the minute I see those robins, I know here in the Northeast, robins are like robins, baby bunnies, and mosquitoes, and you've made it.
I know that it's different all over the country what your harbingers of spring are. So tell us what yours are. In California, when I lived there, it was everything getting green, the flowers coming out. It was just a fabulous time of year. Here in the Northeast, it's still cold and a little dark. Thankfully, the days are longer. And like Shel said, the birds and the bunnies and the squirrels are out. And so those are the signs here. What are the signs in your neck of the woods? What tells you that spring has happened?
One cool spring fact, fun fact that I just thought of because you were asking what people are going to see out in their spring view. We actually may, depending on the weather, we may catch the spring cherry blossom bloom down in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. And that's like a big thing. Like they have festivals around that cherry blossom bloom. And I've been down there during that time, and I feel like all you can smell for like a 100-mile radius is cherry blossoms. And for the folks that live in that specific region, like that's like the sign that spring has sprung for them.
There's something to be said for that spring breeze, this full of scents, full of flowers.
I was just gonna say that the smell of spring just, oh, it does it for me.
Me too. Me too. So calling in air, calling in fire, feeling your feet on the earth and feeling that snow thaw out and lots of rain, depending on where you're at, unfortunately, I
Yeah,
guess,
well,
but. So, yeah, if you're lucky enough to be down in the Maryland area, join us for the Sacred Space Conference down in Townsend, Maryland, the end
Maryland.
of March. Just coming up here very, very soon, just a few days
Getting
away.
excited. Getting
Very
excited.
excited. Cannot wait. Hopefully, we'll have a few surprises for you guys while we're there. Maybe we'll do a live or two, but we'll definitely bring you some tidbits directly from the conference, even if you can't make it.
And if you are there, and you do happen to swing by, definitely reach out, say hi, because we'd love to chat with you.
So thank you so much for listening to Back on the Broomstick. We hope you'll join us next week talking to the hags from Three Moon Brooms about Baso magic.
I just can't wait to thank these ladies.
Me either.
Really? They make the best brooms I've ever seen in my damn life.
In the meantime, you can check us out on our socials at Back on the Broomstick on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We even have our own website. And as usual, thank you for all your likes, your stars,
your comments, your questions, and just your absolute love, because it makes us smile. Not going to lie.
We appreciate you guys so much, more than we can even say. So enjoy your spring. Happy Ostara. Happy spring equinox. Happy fall equinox. And we will see you next week. Be wise, be wicked, and as always,
keep it witchy.